This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual law autonomy. Nancy's here as well. Nancy Levant. Good morning, Nancy. There's a quiver in my voice, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's because I'm freezing to death.
Good morning.
We have so much global warming up here that we're going to be shoveling for probably the next week. In fact, much of the nation is in a similar situation right now. We've got this major snowstorm going on right now. 110 million people, according to AccuWeather, is going to be affected by this thing. They say heavy snow and travel disruptions will spread across the Midwest into the Northeast as the day progresses on Saturday. So the snows will span, the storm is spanning 1,000 miles. Snow will fall on and impact every major city and rural area from St. Louis to Boston, including Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and New York City. So, brace yourself.
Guess what? It's winter. Well, I guess it's actually not technically until the 21st, but guess what? It's December. It's snow.
Well, you know. Hey, listen. Don't you remember when, was it Al Gore that predicted that we'd never see snow again?
Which one of these people predicted that? I'm expecting palm trees to be growing in Michigan.
Well, you know, we're not supposed to be growing any crops. Food production, of course, this may happen. You know, we may see, actually, ladies and gentlemen, a decline in food production as colder temperatures make their way across, you know, well, basically the food belt, you know, the nation's breadbasket. This is a real concern. And you know, we could be preparing for some of this stuff to mitigate the effects of some of this stuff. Real climate change. I mean, climate change is real because the climate is constantly changing, always has, just by nature of the beast. But, you know, because we're spending so much time wasting on global warming, you know, this stuff is
and of course, it's
a misdirection.
If they would quit manipulating the weather, you know, perhaps we could actually see what we're really dealing with here.
Yeah, what real weather really is. Yeah, and some of the stuff that we're seeing here, I think, is a natural cyclic pattern. Weather certainly is a cyclic pattern.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm not sure how many of these weather stories I'm going to share. Snowstorm along East Coast dumps snow, snarls traffic. That's from the Houston Chronicle. We have an Arctic invasion. Brutal weather system threatens most of the U.S. with snow, ice, and wind. That was from NBC News. You know, and that was actually a storm that happened last week, 7 days ago. So this brutal winter blast is something that's making its way not only across, you know, not recently, but just as it's been going on, it's been building up. Another thing that's kind of an interesting fact too, Nancy, is Cairo, Egypt, they just seen their first snow in like 112 years.
Yep, I saw that.
So, you know.
You know what, you know what makes me laugh about this is, when I was a kid, now ladies and gentlemen, I'm almost 60. When I was a kid, you know, it used to snow a lot. And winter was winter, and there were no declared emergency. It was simply winter. And, you know, you were smart enough to know when to drive, when not to drive. You went out and you did whatever you had to do. But weather wasn't an emergency. It was just weather.
Yeah. Well, people were much more, they were a lot less sissified back then. You know, people used to be able to take care of themselves. They weren't so dependent upon government. They couldn't depend upon government. They were much more had the ability to be able to fend for themselves, care for themselves. They made plans, preparation for things, because they knew they were on their own if something happened. Anymore today, this government that we have here has been, you know, trying to stroke us and baby us to the point where they basically turned everybody into a bunch of little babies. Oh,
well,
now you can't. Even to the point where news anchors now talk down to you on TV. You know, the morning anchors. I used to work in news outfits. For many years, I worked at news stations. And one of the things that really annoyed me about our anchors is that they would always, now, you know, make sure you wear your seatbelt. Oh, make sure that, be careful out there. Oh, you're going to slide off the road. You got to, you better be careful. Watch walking on that sidewalk. You might slip and hit your head. You know, I mean, come on, people. What do you think we are, a bunch of idiots? You know, the thing about it is, you know, and I understand that some people are idiots. But, you know, somehow these people end up getting eliminated anyway. So, you know, or they get smarter with the more experiences they have.
Yeah, it's trained victimization. You know, if we're all victims, then we can run to mama and daddy government to fix everything for us and put controls down for us.
Yeah, you know, New York Post had a good piece a few days ago. Global warming proof is evaporating. Now, of course, there was never any proof, but anyway, it's nice to see the media starting to come around a little bit.
Computer models.
The 2013 hurricane season, they say, just ended as one of the five quietest years since 1960. But don't expect anyone who pointed out last year's hurricanes as proof of the need to act against global warming to apologize. The warmists don't work that way. Warmest claims of a severe increase in hurricane activity go back to 2005 and Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, see, every time they have any kind of major storm, it's global warming.
Yep.
Okay? But anyway, the cover of Al Gore's book, 2009.
Global manipulation of the people's heads.
Our Choice, a plan to solve the climate crisis, even features a satellite image of the globe with four major hurricanes superimposed. Yet the evidence, to the contrary, was there all along. Back in 2005, this person writes, I and others reviewed the entire hurricane record, which goes back over a century, and found no increase of any kind. Yes, we sometimes get bad storms, but no more frequently now than in the past. The advocates simply ignored that evidence, then repeated their false claims after Hurricane Sandy last year. And the media play along. For example, it somehow wasn't front page news that committed believers in man-made global warming recently admitted that there's no surface global warming for well over a decade, and maybe none for decades more. Nor did we see warmists conceding that their explanation is essentially a confession that the previous warming may not have been man-made at all. That admission came in a new paper by prominent warmists in a peer-reviewed journal, Climate Dynamics. They not only conceded that average global surface temperatures stopped warming a full 15 years ago, but that this pause, quote-unquote, could extend in the 2030s. So, folks, here's the thing. There is no proof. There is no global warming. More than likely, if it's anything, it's the sun. And what are you going to do about the sun? You know, that's the funny thing, Nancy. I remember, you know, they had global warming. They were measuring global warming on other planets.
Yeah.
When this one was heating up a little. Okay, so I guess your SUVs is really affecting Mars, huh?
You know, on this note, Darren, I posted something. I found something where Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report interviewed David Keith. David Keith is a geoengineer and, you know, an aerial spraying guy.
Yeah.
And Stephen Colbert actually ate him up and spit him out for lunch, and it was really quite wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen,
hey, let's take a break here. We'll continue in a moment here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
When it rains, 'cause then all the flowers grow, and the worms that reside in the earth come out to say hello. But some people don't like it when it rains, 'cause they're afraid of getting wet. But if they only relaxed and tried it, they'd probably like it, I bet. Oh, the raindrops keep falling down, the little raindrops. sprinkle, sha-la-la.
And it's not raindrops today. No, it's snow for much of the country. Anyway, welcome back to Govern America here as we continue with this broadcast. You know, one thing that I think is important, you know, and I don't want to spend too long on this global warming thing, but, you know, Nancy, they just had, just because the nation is obviously getting colder, the world, in many respects, is obviously getting colder, that doesn't stop the agenda from moving forward. You know, they're going to continue to push climate change and global warming as a problem that we need to deal with, because the name of the game, folks, is human controlling all human behavior. And a good example of this, did you see that piece that Greenpeace did, that video that they did? Well, I know you did, because I think you're the one that posted it on our website. There's a video that Greenpeace has put out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's got Santa Claus promoting this idea. You know, he's basically telling the children, hey, we're going to have to cancel Christmas now because, well, our politicians haven't acted on global warming. I mean, I got the audio over here. Listen to this, folks. It shows Santa Claus basically in what appears to be like a cellar. Okay? He's in a cellar with dripping water coming out of the ceiling or something, some kind of dungeon anyway. And the lights are going in and out, and finally the lights go out, and he's standing there talking, addressing the children and saying, hey, you're going to have an empty stocking now. Listen to this. This is absolute shameless propaganda.
Dear children, regrettably, I bring bad tidings. For some time now, melting ice here the North Pole has made our operations and our day-to-day life intolerable and impossible, and there may be no alternative but to cancel Christmas. I have written personally to President Obama, President Putin, all world leaders. Sadly, my letters have been met with indifference. Needless to say, these individuals are now at the top of my naughty list. My home in the Arctic is fast disappearing, and unless we all act urgently, then I have to warn you of the possibility of an empty stocking forevermore. Please help me.
Okay, so they're appealing directly to children now to try to influence policymakers to act, basically to control carbon emissions, to engage in another tax upon the very children that will be manipulated by this video, whose futures will be manipulated by this video. This is absolute shameless, but this goes to show you the complete lack of morality and lack of character by these scumbags that are pushing this agenda. This is not about the environment, ladies and gentlemen. We have real environmental problems. But those environmental problems are not being addressed and will not be addressed as long as we're chasing little bunny trails down here for political purposes. You know, in a case in point here, Nancy just posted this on the website just moments ago. UN Climate Summit reaches deal for radical treaty by 2015.
There you go. Yep, there you go.
Following 2 weeks of theatrical United Nations climate change negotiations in Warsaw, Poland, almost 200 governments and dictators purporting to speak for humanity eventually inked a deal at the last moment, vowing to adopt a planetary treaty set to be finalized by in 2015. The climate dignitaries pledged to give themselves to the UN and the UN more power and more money, all at humanity's expense, to supposedly fight alleged global warming. They all dutifully celebrated their purported accomplishments, too. Critics of the climate hysteria and the UN summit, though, were left confused. especially considering that spectacular implosion of the UN's global warming theories, which is still accelerating at some, as some experts even predict, an upcoming cooling period. Well, you think? Despite the fact that global warming actually stopped more than 16 years ago, in the process obliterating the credibility of every single one of the 73 debunked climate models used by the UN, the assembled government representatives claim their deal was needed to save the world from alleged man-made climate change. Hey, it's climate change now. Top scientists, meanwhile, continue to ridicule the tax-funded climate alarmists throughout the spectacle. Still, negotiators in Warsaw worked in their bubble, seemingly detached from reality, at the outside world where 50,000 protesters gathered in opposition to the machinations to wage more war on freedom and sovereignty, all of it under the guise of fighting against the essential to life gas carbon dioxide. Despite being outlandishly referred to as pollution by the UN and its allies, CO2 is exhaled by humans. We all know that. I'm going to skip that paragraph. In the end, participants at the UN Global Warming Summit, power-hungry UN bureaucrats, bloated Western powers desperate for carbon taxes and ruthless third world dictators hoping for more climate loot, agreed to the basic quote-unquote principles that will guide their 2015 climate treaty. Among their key components of the UN scheme will be the transfer of huge sums of wealth from Western taxpayers. Yeah, you know, the taxpayers that don't even have jobs anymore, thanks to UN trade treaties.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, those Western taxpayers, the ones still left paying taxes. Anyway, huge transfers of wealth from you folks to third world despots under the guise of loss and damage. One of the myriad largely meaningless terms tossed out at the UN summit to justify the extortion, hoping to replace the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which has been a miserable failure, by the way, listeners, with an even more radical global warming regime. Climate negotiators also agreed to the national governments and dictators they represent, all under UN guidance, of course, would have to accelerate their assaults on economic freedom and prosperity to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide. Western governments will have to crack down on the hardest negotiators agreed, but even poor countries, impoverished largely by corrupt and autocratic rulers, will have to perpetuate the poverty as well. If the UN gets its way, CO2 emissions will eventually be rationed as part of a carbon budget for humanity. Now, I want to stop here because I think it's important to point out, listeners, they were talking about how third world countries are being held back too. One of the things that I remember reading about Africa, you know, I think Africa's biggest problem is a lack of infrastructure. Okay, they don't have power plants, they don't have adequate sewage, waste treatment facilities, and all of that, and as a result, you have a lot of diseases and stuff. The problem here is with these carbon trading schemes, it could hold Africa into poverty, because, in fact, as I remember, it was in one of the documentaries dealing with global warming.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levan here. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, give your information out there. Okay, I don't hear Nancy, so we'll...
It's Nancy at governamerica.com, and it is also, you can check out my blog, womanlywisdom.com, which is also on the Govern America website.
All right, very good. By the way, I want to say real quick here that Republic Broadcasting is having an end-of-the-year pledge drive. If you can help them out, keep RBN on the air. We want to encourage listener support, and we're pledging to reciprocate donations of $100 or more with an RBN coffee mug. Those are really nice, by the way. They have the really nice RBN logo on them, and an RBN T-shirt. Don't forget you folks need, if you can pledge, let's see. The number, by the way, is 1-800-724-2719. If you can give, you can hit zero for the operator. And, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and give. Now, they also have the RBN business cards. This is a great way to spread the message about the network. You can order 100 of those for $10. That includes shipping, bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's DVD, America from Freedom to Fascism. So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and do that, or you can call 800-724-2719. That's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. So it'd be 10 to 7 Eastern. You can kind of do the adjustment for your time zone. Republic Broadcasting is the address, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, before the break, we were talking about the global warming thing, and I spent more time on this than I planned on doing, ladies and gentlemen, because I think most of you folks are aware of the con game that's in place, but the fact that they're still meeting there, they're still talking, you know, and I was talking about Africa just before the break. I lost track of time and got cut off. But one of the things that they said in one of the documentaries dealing with global warming is that they actually had African, some people from Africa, some officials there, and they said that these climate agreements are actually preventing them from doing infrastructure, from building the things that they need to bring Africans out of poverty. They're not allowed under some of these climate agreements to actually build power plants, for instance. And this is one of the major things that's really crippling Africa right now. And so one can only surmise that it's, if Africa's being held in poverty in this day and age, somebody's benefiting from that poverty. And I'm thinking that it's probably a lot of these world leaders that are trying, that are very interested in mining off Africa's mineral resources.
Yep.
So anyway, in the meantime, we have from space.com, sun's current solar activity cycle is the weakest in a century. Now, you think that might actually have something to do with, oh, I don't know, what we have going on here? You think the sun, that big burning star in the sky, might have a little bit to do with the climate on Earth? Perish the thought. Now we have experts warning also, Nancy, that there could be earthquakes that wipe out Los Angeles. Did you see that one?
Yep, I saw that one too.
They say Southern California isn't ready for a major quake. So earthquakes, you know, I wonder if they're going to figure out a way to blame us for that.
Well, you know, Darren, I'm sitting here listening to all this. And what I'm thinking about, now, we've also had, we had the World Trade Organization that just celebrated their first global agreement in 12 years. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
got the TPP coming up. I mean, that's right around the corner. They're getting ready to sign that thing into existence. We've got this UN climate summit. They're hoping to sign this treaty on again taxes by 2015. Now, the bottom line is we're looking at very diversionary governance. What this whole thing actually boils down to is a couple things. It boils down to the fact that everybody's going to have to start paying global taxes to these new governing structures. You're clearly seeing the loss of rights all over the world. Japan just lost a bunch of rights. England has lost rights. I mean, students aren't even being allowed to peacefully protest in England right now. The bottom line is, what's coming is absolute, total control of economic and financial regulations where, you know, no one's going to have any power over their business. There's going to be no competition. There's going to be no control over a business. And if any business has any legal problems, they're actually going to have to go before international tribunals who will then decide your fate. You're talking about the total loss of your own national laws, and then you bring all this together, and then you look at this, like, move for the con-con
yeah.
to try to change. Well, what they're trying to change is they're trying to move us in and slide us in to all of these new international systems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we're going to end up as is God knows what.
Well, it'll be a fascist, corporatist, totalitarian state is what it will be. That's what we're going to be left with if the people don't stand up and stop it.
Well, you can clearly see the loss of rights, the loss of privacy. We got people making all kinds of noise right now about controlling the internet. George Soros's group, what is it called, American, I'm trying to think of, for American Progress or something. They're now saying that they're going to start going after the little guys like us. And, you know, it's really extraordinary because it's a whole big convergence of everything happening at the same time.
There was a story that I just seen how it's been added to the National Defense Authorization Act for 2014. Jay Rockefeller added some kind of cybersecurity measure restricting internet freedom to the NDAA of 2014, which is in Congress right now, a bill that has to be passed, if you want to fund the troops. So here you have it, listeners.
We're not going to be able to speak much longer, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I mean.
It's really a miracle that we've been able to do this as long as we have.
Indeed.
You know, if you'd have told me, I was amazed back in 2004, 2005, that we still had our ability to speak and that we still had our firearms. And speaking of firearms, Nancy, we had another school shooting yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about this, folks, because I think it's important. We have the anniversary right now of what was it? The Sandy Hook one? You know, there's been so many of these things that I've lost track of which one is which. Today's the anniversary of one of them, anyway. A 1 year anniversary. But yesterday was the 13th of December. 12/13/13. And what do we have on 12/13/13? But
again,
another. Yeah.
Unreal.
From the Daily Mail, the high achieving senior who shot female student 15 and killed himself after taking Molotov cocktails and a shotgun to school to take revenge on a debate coach who demoted him. For some reason, I'm having a terrible time talking today. Three students injured and the gunman found dead at Arapaho High School in Centennial on Friday afternoon. Gunman Carl Pearson entered the school, and he said he was targeting a librarian, Tracy Murphy, who also worked as the speech and debate team coach. Pearson is thought to have been demoted within the ranks of the speech and debate team earlier this week and may have been suspended. He showed friends pictures of the shotgun he used for hunting. Two explosives were found at the school. One was smoking and the other was disarmed by responding officers. Pearson, a senior at the school, has been described as geeky and sweet. Arapaho is just miles from, guess what, Columbine, where 13 were killed in 1999, and the Aurora movie theater, where 12 victims minus the shooter, were shot dead last year. It also comes on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting. So it was Sandy Hook, which, by the way, has been a
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I tell you, I'm doing terrible today hitting these breaks. For some reason, I get involved in what I'm saying here, and I forget to look at the clock. But anyway, folks, I was talking about this shooting before the break, and this Daily Mail piece, Nancy, ends with a very interesting paragraph, and they're talking about how Obama was meeting with some of his officials, and you know, what subject comes up but gun control, you know? So here's what they say. They say on Friday afternoon, pardon me while I wait on my computer. On Friday afternoon, New York Mayor-elect Bill, I give up. I can't do this with this computer. It's driving me nuts. On Friday afternoon, New York Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio said he learned of the shooting while meeting with President Obama. We all cringed, he said, when they heard the news. We've all seen this many, many two times in this country. The immediate comment in the room between the mayors was, how can we use our local capacity to try to move forward the sense of gun control legislation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rahm Emanuel style. Never let a good crisis go to waste, even if you have to create it yourself, by the way. And I don't know if this was a created scenario or not, listeners. I'm not saying this guy was mind-controlled. I don't know. All I know is an awful lot of things happened in Colorado, right around that same area. And why is it the number 13 just keeps popping up with these occult Illuminist creeps. And by the way, once again, as we've mentioned before on the show, the number 13 in the tarot cards is the card of death. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it. I mean, oh, but I'm just a conspiracy nut. I'm just a kook. I'm just a nutcase for talking about this. The oh, that they're all Satan worshippers.
Darren, I got to interject. I want to tell, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a story. I teach in a college, and I was talking to a student the other day who said that he didn't mind about being spied upon with his technology, his computer and his phone and all that stuff. And I said, why don't you mind? And he said, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. And I said, but what about your constitutional rights? And this is exactly what he said to me. He said, well, I don't really know what they are. And I said, well, why don't you know what they are? And he said, well, I've never read it. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, because we were never required to in school. And, you know, I got to thinking about that. You know, Darren, our Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, is 6 pages long. I just found out that the World Trade Organization's charter is 29,000 pages long and it weighs 300 pounds. Now, if we cannot understand what our rights are in a 6-page document, well, we're going to have a one hell of a time. When it comes to understanding how to do business in the world, how to make money, you know, it really is an extraordinary thing when we simply do not. The ignorance is beyond belief. You know, we've got, you know, even the shootings, Darren. If you study the shootings, if you start writing down the dates of when these things happened and how many people died and all of this stuff, you know, once again, you know, it's like you said, there are patterns to everything. It's absolutely extraordinary, but as long as we choose to remain ignorant, then, you know, so be it, I guess.
Well, you know, once again, we come back to the Fort Hood shooter. Nidal Hassan had 13 victims. Columbine had 13 victims.
Yep.
Aurora, Colorado, which was, by the way, 13 nautical miles from Columbine,
yeah,
had 12 victims. Pretty close, but not quite 13. But it's 13 nautical miles away. You know, now we have this on the 13th. I mean, why does that number just keep popping up over and over and over again? You know, and oh, you're just a nutcase. But see, folks, I've talked to other people about this, and I've asked them, have you seen this pattern? Have you seen this thing keep popping up over and over again? And they said, yes, absolutely. So, I don't know. You know, if you study this stuff long enough, and the problem is most people don't pay attention. They just kind of half pay attention. But if you're really closely following this, you start to see these patterns emerge.
Well, I worry that these catastrophic events, because all of them are, all they are is entertainment that passes, and then the next one happens, and okay, oh, that's entertaining, and then the next one happens, okay, that's entertaining.
Well, but the problem is there is real lives being lost here, despite what some people say, some people go way into it and say that there's nobody really dying. I don't believe that.
And so what is the answer? Disarm everyone.
You know,
of course, they're not going to disarm crazy people. They're not going to disarm controlled people. They're disarming the people who will ultimately be victims.
Well, if you want to disarm crazy people, let's start with Washington.
Thank you.
Because they're the people that are killing more people around the world than anybody else. You put all these random shooting events together, and they haven't killed anybody, compared to the psychopaths that we have running, you know, in our nation's capital. You know,
Thank you.
Drones and all of this nonsense going on. I mean, people, you want to talk about disarmament? Let's disarm Washington. Let's have state militias. once more. You know, we have a situation here, you know, and you got Sandy Hook. The Associated Press reported, a coalition of media outlets is fighting to keep the courtroom open next week for a hearing about the sanity of Colorado movie theater shooting suspect James Holmes. He's the guy in the Aurora, Colorado shooter, you know. Anyway, the guy with the orange hair, just in case you're trying to keep track of all these events of recent. Holmes' attorneys have asked the judge to bar the public and the press from hearing pretrial testimony from the psychiatrist who evaluated Holmes' sanity. You remember that psychiatrist, Nancy? We talked a lot about that psychiatrist on the air.
Yeah.
The judge hasn't ruled on the request. See, the guy was seeing a psychiatrist. What does that mean? Psychotropic drugs. Why isn't there ever any discussion of these psychotropic drugs, these psychotropic medications, in these news outlets? Because every single one of these cases, these killers have been on psychotropic drugs. I think without exception.
Okay, now let me just muddy the water some more. Headline, increased police brutality. Americans killed by cops now outnumber Americans killed in the Iraq War. Here we go. The increase in police brutality in this country is a frightening reality in the last decade alone. The number of people murdered by police has reached 5,000. The number of soldiers killed since the inception of the Iraq War, 4,489. The article continues, what went wrong? In the 1970s, SWAT teams were estimated to be used just a few hundred times per year. Now we are looking at over 40,000 military-style knock-and-announce police raids a year.
Yep. And this is
tell me that's not insane. Tell me that that is not criminality.
Oh, it's absolute criminality. You know, and it goes to show you the decay of our nation and how it's progressing to the point where we've got a banana republic, number one, and a police state. Our police have become so corrupt that we've reached a level of corruption, and we're certainly getting to the level of corruption of other nations that have had tremendous problems with their police force, victimizing the people.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm at the end of this hour already and a little frustrated. My technology is failing me. But anyway, we're going to wrap this hour up, and we'll open the phone lines up in the next hour. Take your calls. We've got a lot of other information, lots of Homeland Security information to share with you as well. So we'll pepper your phone calls throughout the next couple of hours here on Govern America. Hour number two is straight ahead.